What's up, guys? Welcome back to Five for Fighting, the Ultimate Hockey Podcast, episode number 3. I am your host, Rich. What's up, guys?
How we doing?
We're back for another episode. Let's dive in. To my right, we got Turk.
How we doing?
What's up? How was your week?
Crazy. Hectic.
Oh, yeah? What's so hectic about your life, bro?
Work, gym, yeah, family, work, gym, bitches.
Yeah. Babysitting the kids, right?
That shit's rough.
Yeah, I bet.
Baby threw up a whole bottle on me.
Today?
A couple days ago. Damn, almost what'd you walked
do?
Out.
Almost walked out? Through the talent? Damn. Guys, it's not his kids. It's his sister's kids.
Yeah.
Okay?
Not pretty.
Coming up next is Mike.
What's going on, guys?
How's everything?
Yeah, you know. Win some, lose some.
Win some, lose some. What are you winning? What are we losing?
Yeah.
I lost a lot of sleep. I won almost nothing.
What's the matter? Cam's keeping you up?
No, she's not keeping me up. She's, you know, work, and then I come home and I gotta be super dad, and then
I try it's not easy to, being super dad.
No, it sucks. And then I try not to go completely unconscious by 7:15.
That's impossible.
Why?
Because you just pass out all the time.
Listen, it's neither here nor there at this point. So,
all right, so you're stressed out and running.
Yeah, I mean, it's hot. It's the summer. You know, work's crazy, but you know, we're working, we're killing it, we're doing our thing.
Awesome. All right, Aiden, you're up, dude. What's up, dude?
Not much. I've just been living life in summer, relaxing, going in the pool, playing in the box. That's about it.
Anything interesting happened this week?
Well,
you went camping.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about that. How was that?
It was pretty good.
So they went camping. I couldn't go. I had to work. So Aiden, Jason, Parker, my other two sons, they went with my wife, Teresa, up camping upstate New York. So how did you go? Did you have fun or no?
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
Did some redneck shit?
Yeah. It wasn't like a big crowd. Like, usually we go with a big crowd. I mean, it was still fun. We had a good time. There was a lake on the campsite. You can go down there.
Nice.
So it's pretty fun.
Any bitches?
No.
Sucks.
You did. Didn't you meet someone?
Yeah.
He did. You son of a bitch.
Let's talk about it.
What was her name?
Ashley.
Ashley.
Oh, that's a scary name.
Oh, Ashley's gonna get you in trouble, Chet.
Pitbull.
She had a pitbull.
It was the nicest pitbull I've ever met. The pitbull was so good.
Yeah.
Like, Do you want her to break your heart? First.
No.
Gotcha.
Where's she from?
I think PA.
PA?
Yeah.
Wow, she got a Snapchat?
No.
Long D.
Rookie mistake.
All right, so let's kick it over to B.
What up, guys?
What's going on?
Nothing. Same old bullshit as last week.
Work.
Heat.
Easy, Rihanna.
Work. Punching that clock. Who is that?
Huh?
That's Alan Jackson.
All right, let's get this party started. All right, so over the past week, we had a couple interesting things in the NHL go on.
Yo, let's hit off with fucking Huberto.
You want to start with Huberto? All right, let me break it down for you guys.
Absolute monster that he got. All right.
Huberto signed an 8-year, $8.4 million contract extension of an AAV of 10.5, which kicks into the 23-24 season. 29-year-old left wing came over from the trade from the Panthers.
Right.
You know, they interviewed him. He's turned around. He's like, you know, I'm thrilled to be a part of this Calgary Flames team for a long time. I'm excited for this new chapter, and I'm totally committed to this team.
So what did we see before? It was 30-31. That's the year his contract's up with Calgary, 30-31?
Well, it kicks in 23-24. So.
Right, so it's 8 years. No?
8 years, yeah.
30-31.
Right. So it's 30-31.
He's a UFA. After,
yeah, he's
right?
A 29-year-old, though.
Right, so he'll be on the ass end of his career.
Yeah, he'll be done.
Honestly, I want to dial it back a little bit because...
Well, good for first of all, good for Huberto.
Yeah, let's not, dude, he got paid. He got paid, right?
I sent the group chat, and Turk was the first one. He's like, dude, he grabbed a bag on that one.
He had a good year, like, though.
That's huge. Yeah, no, absolutely.
He had a good year.
I'm not taking anything away from him, but, you know, that's big money, man. You got to produce.
Yeah,
100%.
You know?
Here's my take on this. You got Huberto, Uyghur, defenseman, stud. Like, I think they got to sign him. I think he's restricted. I don't know, Mike. Can you pull it up on Cap Friendly? See if. So they. He might be pending still.
Well, no, Huberto. So Huberto's good. He's getting 5.
Yeah, where's Weegar? Go to defenseman Weegar.
So now, yeah, Weegar's.
He's not signed.
He's not
yet.
Signed yet.
Okay, so he, yeah,
he's still pending.
Okay, so my theory is you got a 100-point player in Tkachuk, and you got Huberto. Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Look at what Florida gave up for Tkachuk.
Right.
That dude went from having everything and being at the top to pretty much giving up everything.
Right.
For up. One player.
Yeah.
It's right. It's a swap. It's a 100-player for 100-point player for 100-point player.
Right.
You signed Tkachuk, you traded him.
Right, but Kachuk's also making bank too. You know what I mean?
But
so
Calgary
like,
walked away with a stud.
But what are you gaining? But what are you gaining out of it? You're losing. You're losing. You're losing Weegar. You're losing your draft picks.
And you're losing Hoover now.
That has to be the worst goddamn GM that I've ever seen.
After
like,
getting swept.
Yeah, you're getting swept. Are you kidding me?
Well, hold on. You have Mark Stahl.
And you got, what's his name?
You got Mark Stahl.
PTO.
Right. Yeah.
Eric,
yeah.
Or as a PTO. Yeah. So. Huberto,
he gets paid in fucking meals.
All right, so Huberto hit the lotto with the...
Yes, he did. Good for him.
8 years, 84 mil. We got a couple of RFAs to touch over that signed. They avoid arbitration. The Devils had two. Miles Wood, 1 year, 3.2 mil. Listen, that dude battled a severe hip injury. He was out 66 games.
Grandpa.
3 points, selected four in the fourth round, 2013. Career total, 65 goals, 56 assists, and 326 regular season games. To be honest with you, I mean, he's not like their top guy, but it's good to lock him up. He's depth. Also, before we let you guys jump in on this, Jesper Bratt. Signed a 1 year, 5.45 mil. He's a 24-year-old RFA. Last season, 44 assists, 73 points in 76 games, career high in both. Tied Jack Hughes for a lead in goals with 26. Right. So he, that was a big deal. I mean, I knew they were going to iron out, and so they both signed before they hit their hearing for arbitration. What do you guys think about? The Miles Wood one's eh. The Jesper Bratt, do you think that's a good signing, B? Like, to avoid the arbitration?
Yeah.
And
I think both. I mean, I love Woods as a player.
Yeah, he's
I
in
love,
your face.
I love those grinding, you know, get in the corner, speed. You know, I love those type of players. Chris Kreider's one of them. So, you know, I think that they both, honestly, were good signings for them.
Aide, what do you got? Bratt? You think it's good for the Devils?
Yeah. It's good. I like Brian said, I like Miles Wood, too. He's quick. He can get down the ice both ways. He's not afraid to get in your face defensively and offensively. So, yeah, I like him, too.
All right. We also got another one. The Oilers signed Kaler Yamamoto. I love saying his name, Yamamoto. It's like straight up, I don't know what
he's
it
old,
is.
He's old, no?
No, he's not. 2 year, he's an RFA.
Yeah.
RFA, he had rights. 2 year, 6.2 million AAV. It's 3.1 mil per year. 23-year-old RFA, avoided arbitration. Career year in goals, 20. Assists, 21, 41 points in 81 regular season games. 2 goals, 5 assists, and 14 playoffs. What do you guys think, Mikey? What do you think about Yamamoto?
I mean...
Another depth guy, right?
I mean, listen, you always need guys to round out your line.
Right. Right.
You know, is Yamamoto, is he going to be a 60-50 goal scorer?
Nah.
But is he rounding out your lines and creating depth for you within your organization? Absolutely. You know?
Right.
You know, I think that's a huge sign. Listen, if you can sign anything to avoid arbitration.
Right.
I mean...
Well, like,
as long as you're not getting absolutely fucking hosed.
That's
on the
what
deal,
I'm saying.
You know
like,
what I mean? So
Jesper Bratt came in at 5.45 mil. You, he probably would have got probably close to six if you hit arbitration. Right. He was probably aiming for like close to 6.5.
Right, but that's a two, but he's on a 2-year deal, no?
No, 1 year.
1 year.
So
year
next
deal?
Year, I okay. think he, I'm pretty sure he becomes an RFA, UFA next year. I don't know how long he's locked up for when he's RFA eligible. Broad.
So... Rod will become.
Yeah, I think it's somewhere. I think next year he's gonna might be a level one RFA.
Yeah, so he only signed 1 year deal. He's an RFA.
Yeah, but next year. But what I'm saying is because of his age, he might be eligible once.
He's eligible for arbitration next year.
He might be UFA next year.
But that's if I mean that all depends on what's going on. How he plays for this year.
Yeah, of course.
You know, I mean, if he has a fucking killer year this year,
right.
You know, and he's a totally different guy in a room, you know, he'd be kind of fucking nutso to not sign him, you know what I mean?
Right, absolutely. Do you guys, how do you feel about, like, these players as far as some of them not having rights? Like, do you... I want, like, coming into the league.
Well, coming into the league, you have nothing.
No, hey, that's what I'm saying. Like, do you think that's, like, fair? Like,
yeah, absolutely.
Coming in, like, to, like, all right, so what do you got? Like, prove yourself? Like, yes. I am
no
worth this
different
money.
Than any other.
Like, Kako signed the deal, right? They gave him a bridge deal. He was banged up. Would he have a 50-point season?
Maybe.
Who knows?
Right, if he does,
but also, he could have stayed healthy and shit. The Bennett had an 18-point season.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're second
so, like,
overall
you don't.
You
don't know, right? Like, you. So that's the same thing, you know, with. With the Hughes brothers, when McDavid comes in, when Crosby came in, yo, I get it, but you're a draft pick, right? You're a rookie. We're gonna put you in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, I agree with that. I agree with entry level shit coming down because, like Turk said, prove yourself.
Yeah. Right. Right.
You know what I mean? Just prove yourself. That's
100%.
It. And then show me that you want to be here, that you can perform at this level.
True.
And then when you're up, then we'll throw money
at
you.
Exactly.
You don't get paid for being the second overall pick.
Right.
Exactly.
If you're a boss, you're a boss.
Right. Yeah. No, I agree.
Because
it's
you know
just,
what, dude? It's
no one.
Sometimes I feel like.
But you know what, guys? Play.
Everyone deserves to make money.
They have bosses.
Right. But understand this, dude. They're getting paid $750,000 a year to play professional hockey.
That's still better than
people
the
don't
though.
The average citizen where they grew up, their parents collectively have not made that in a fucking year. So you're getting paid a substantial amount of money to play professional
still
sport
good, and you can still earn it.
And on top of that, if they do good, they have a monster year, they're going to get bonuses.
Yeah, I like entry level contracts and that.
No, 100%, but then you got to watch so you can burn a year off and stuff like that, like. And then, like, I don't know. I agree, but, like, did the Devils prematurely do... Hughes is up here right now on the board. What is he at?
Where?
Jack Hughes. He's signed for how many years?
He's good until 29-30.
29-30 at what? 8 mil? That might work out in the future when the cap goes up as his fucking steal.
Yeah.
Because
he
could be putting up close to 100 points. And you're... Whoa. It's 8 mil. You know, but right now, what is his track record? He's 21 years old. You know, like what is he really doing? What you know?
I think he's gonna have an insane year this year.
He's
giving the Devils life. He's their guy.
Last year was his biggest year. It was his third year as a Devil. Last year was his biggest year.
26 goals, 30 assists.
He only played 50 games.
Right.
He's been hurt.
Yeah, he's been.
You know what I mean? So, and that's another thing. You get you're number one overall, right? You're a stud in junior, college, whatever. You go number one. Then all of a sudden you come in, you get hurt at the end of your first year. You're battling injuries. Look at what happened with as a shitty example, but look what happened to DiPietro.
Yeah,
signed a massive deal.
15-year deal.
15-year deal, and what happens?
He got hurt.
Boom.
He got hurt, done. Now what?
Now you're
still
stuck.
In the books.
That was
pull
a career ender.
Pull up the Islanders. Is he still on there?
Are they still paying him out?
That would be hysterical if they are.
They are. I just saw it. Go up.
Go up. Go up. Go up. Rick DiPietro.
Oh, no, no, no. They're done. They're done.
Buyout history.
Yeah, look at it. How long? When did that end?
So,
holy
2021?
So he was making, so he cost them
1.5 every year.
Yeah.
For 15 years.
So he
that's what I'm saying. Like, that's a dumb.
So he stopped playing in 2013-14. And he was playing for the Charlotte Checkers, and he played 5 fucking games for the Charlotte Checkers.
He's better off doing what he's doing now.
But I mean, again, it's things like that, right? So you can never predict the future.
No.
But if I sign you as a number one over draft pick, and I throw $10 million at you when you're fucking 21 years old, 20 years old, it's a recipe for disaster.
Oh, 100%.
Recipe for disaster.
100%, yeah. Book. All right, guys, that was our introduction segment. Let's kick it over. We're going to start off like we did last week. We attacked the Metro Division. We told you we're going to go west, so we're just picking up with the Central. So the first on the list is Arizona. They got a cap hit of 59 mil. Cap space 23 mil, 23 out of 23 man roster. Key signings was Nick Bjorkstad, 20-year-old, 1-year deal, 57 games played, 7 goals, 6 assists. You got Josh Brown, defenseman, 2-year deal, another 28-year-old, 6 assists, 52 games. He's split between Ottawa and the Bruins. And then you got Troy Stetcher. 28-year-old, 1-year deal, another defenseman, 1 goal, 2 assists, 29 games. He split between the Detroit Red Wings and LA Kings. And also we got the man, the myth, the legend, Patrick Nemeth, came over along with a second-round pick in 2025,
steal,
an optional pick in 2024, 2026 for Ty Emberson from New York. So, where do we begin? First off, what I want to say is they're not even playing in an NHL arena next year. They're
you playing saw that. What was the seating?
5,000. 5,000 seats.
I was
arena.
Laughing.
They're playing at Arizona State College.
You
guys.
Can see the back.
They can't even get
you
an NHL.
You can see the back wall from
you
the
can.
Ice. It's bad.
It's, they got like a the lower bowl. That's okay. It.
Honestly, they
it's
should.
It's a disgrace.
They should just relocate.
It's
they
a disgrace.
Should, they
how
should
are
add
they
a new
to, how are they allowed to do that?
Because of
their contracts.
Bettman, for some reason, has like a soft spot for Arizona. It's a complete shit show over there.
What did he put the Islanders fucking through?
Yeah, but at least the Islanders were relevant and they would sell out the barn. Like,
yeah,
Arizona could barely get 300 people in there.
They couldn't redo it
because... If they're going to have a hard time selling out 5,000.
Yeah, that's
crazy. They're going to have a hard time. Dude, look at their salary. Their salary is $59 million.
Yeah.
They're 23 under
the
cap.
What's the salary cap?
The cap is like 82 point something. Yeah. Or 8... 81.
There's no sales tax over there, right?
No.
No.
But,
Austin
I mean...
Matthews, man.
That's my thing. Like, first of all, no one's going to go there. Kessel left. Kessel was did all right. But Kessel left. He's still not signed. So, I mean, that's just going to be the laughing stock of the West. Arizona's really haven't been relevant for a couple of years.
I like their old logo better, too, honestly.
Yeah, they're just
they're doing everything.
The Yotes are just a mess. Like, what is going
on?
They should
relocate to a new city, honestly, to waste him and
everything. He doesn't want it. Bettman doesn't want to do it. I don't know why. He refuses to just
maybe rebrand them. There's just no hope for the Coyotes.
No. Anyone got anything to throw in about Arizona?
It's irrelevant.
I don't even know what to say. There's really nothing to talk about. I mean, they didn't really do much.
They got the New York Rangers' worst defenseman. So
yeah.
What does that tell you?
Probably
I mean,
best. Patrick Nemeth is a all around great player.
He's a stud defenseman.
Yeah.
Keep doing what you're doing, dude.
Like I think they should have given Fox up instead. That's just me.
All right, we're gonna move it along. Kick it over to another struggling team that's in the midst of a rebuild, and it's the Chicago Blackhawks. 71 million cap hit, 10 mil in cap space, 19 out of 23 man roster. They signed Peter Mrazek. They traded for Peter Mrazek from the Leafs. 25th pick for the and the second round of the 2022. Kirby Dach shipped out to the Habs. They received a 13th pick and 13th overall pick and a third rounder in 2022. DeBrincat to the Sens for the 7th overall pick and a second rounder in 2022 and a third rounder in 2024. Guys, what is going on with the Blackhawks?
They're tanking.
A whole lot of nothing.
What do you think?
They're
rebuild? Full blown rebuild.
Full blown rebuild. I think Canes needs to go too.
But my thing is, they went and they traded for Jones, right? They got Seth Jones.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. They locked him up. What is he locked up for?
9.5.
9.5 over how many years?
20. He's in
to 29-30. Why would you go and do that when you're going to tear it down? Is he part of the rebuild? What is he going to be at the end of that?
He might be one of the blocks.
I don't know.
You're wasting Seth Jones' time, too.
I think Taze and Kane are going, dude.
Right.
Once Kane goes, Taze is out.
Old.
Doesn't matter.
Dude, they're still crazy.
33, you know, Crosby's older.
They're on their way out.
The only three relevant players they have are Seth Jones.
I'm getting like all moist just thinking of Kane coming to the Rangers come March.
I don't think it's happening.
We don't have the room.
It's happening.
We got room. We got to make room.
They're eating half the salary anyway.
They got to retain it. They got the room.
We'll have $5 million by
Chicago. In or out playoffs?
Out.
Do I even got to say this?
Stop it.
All right. So let's kick it. Let's move it along. We're going to switch it over to the Stanley Cup champions, the Colorado Avalanche. $78 million cap hit, $3.9 million in space, 20-man and a 23-man roster. They signed and Nichushkin to an 8-year contract extension.
Right.
They got Georgiev on a 3-year contract, where he came over from a trade from New York Rangers, which they shipped out. A third rounder and a fifth rounder plus a 2023 second round pick. They got had a couple of guys move. I forget who was the other guy that signed somewhere else. But yeah, so Colorado really hasn't done anything much yet, but they still got some space. I really think they're going to go after Kadri still. They're still trying to move some stuff around to get him signed.
I don't know, man, because I heard something that the Islanders are looking at Kadri too.
Nah, we went over the Islanders last week. They're terrible. Lou Lamoriello's got dementia. Not happening, Mike.
They got eyes on everyone, but they don't pull the trigger.
How
ever.
Are
they
where are you hearing this? Where are you hearing this?
I heard that too.
No, me too.
Where'd you get your sources from?
The internet.
The internet. Aiden. Is Nazem Kadri going to go to the Islanders?
No.
Where is he going to go?
The
Rangers.
He's going to probably go to a playoff team. He wants to win again.
He wants a repeat?
Yeah.
Or they're just going to re-sign him.
Or that too.
Listen, I'm going to tell you right now. They're going to be better with Georgiev in net. Brian touched on this last week or the first week. That Georgiev's going to get that repetition. He's going to get that starting role. He's going to get in his groove. He's going to be the number one guy.
Yep.
And
that's when he plays his best.
He's going to be better than Kempfer, dude. I'm telling you right now. He's not going to make bonehead plays like Kempfer does at times. But I think that they're going to be just as good, just as relevant.
Yeah, they have the whole core still.
Prove me wrong. Sorry.
I can't.
Exactly. Because they're a horse
they're
in the West.
They're not a
one-year
cup team. Even if they don't win it this upcoming year, they're not going anywhere.
They're
going
to be relevant. They're going to be in the playoffs. They're going to be battling to get in there. Mike, you agree? They're going to be back battling?
Yeah, of course they're not going anywhere.
No, they got McKinnon. They got
McCarr. Kale
McCarr's filthy. Watching him in the playoffs, dude, was like watching something magical happen right in front of your
eyes.
It's
frustrating, though, as a Ranger fan loving
it was
Fox,
like watching
McCarr
play against five-year-olds.
You can't even compare the two. They're similar, but
McCarr
is just
different.
McCarr's a better skater. He's
McCarr's
quicker.
Just better on offense. In
yeah.
general.
He's not. I don't think he's better than Fox defensively.
No.
Well, Fox not that. Fox isn't that good that defensively.
Dude, his defensive IQ is ridiculous.
But watch. If you watch closely, Lindgren gets sent into the corners. He ain't going in, you know?
That's just because Fox doesn't have to.
Yo, when Fox gets sent in the corner and he does this crazy move with his stick and he's around the guy.
Listen, I'm not arguing with you that he could defend. Of course he could defend. It's defense first, then it's offense, right? But McCarr all around.
McCarr's more of the guy who could score. Light years ahead. Honestly, Fox is the guy passing.
I think McCarr is more speed, skill. I think Fox is more of an IQ. He reads the ice better. He knows where people are going to be when he
doesn't
when,
even look.
When people don't even think that he does.
I get what you're saying. Like, you're saying, like, McCarr makes a deke on the blue line, breaks in, boom, he's
going to
bury it.
He's got the
he's
shot.
He's going to bury it. He's going to bury it where Fox is going to do the finesse.
He's going to do those nice floating shots. Yeah. Where
he set up Kreider for, what, 54 50, goals?
Yeah. You know, I think they're both very good at different levels, but...
Playoffs, yes, no. Everyone thinks it hasn't pegged in for playoffs.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right, moving right along here. We're going to the Stars. Dallas Stars cap hit 72.1 mil. Cap space 10.3. 21 out of 23 man roster. They signed Will Butcher, 1-year deal. They got Marchman signed, 4-year, 18 mil, 4.5 AAV. 2022 season, he had 18 goals, 29 assists. Big guy that moved was Klingberg. He's out. Yeah. Undy.
Yeah.
So, thoughts? Playoffs? Yes, no? Yes. Listen, they got that star goalie. What's his name? Gettinger.
Yeah.
Dude, he came out of nowhere. He's their future right now, dude. He's good.
Yep.
He is no joke. He's going to be good.
Let him prove himself. He's
going to
be
Yeah, he's going to be...
Give him a chance.
Years to come, he's going to be lights out.
So is that Asian kid...
Robertson?
Robertson.
Robertson's filthy, dude. Robertson filthy. How long is he locked up for?
He's good till 2022-23 season.
So he's got to get signed.
Yeah.
I think that... Yeah, that's right. I remember seeing that they're worried about him getting an offer sheet.
Nah, they'll sign
him. He's not going to get an offer sheet.
Dude, he had a killer year. Yeah, what was his stats? Pull up his stats for this year. Look it up. I think that they're definitely going to be back in and relevant.
He had 41 goals and 38 assists.
Yeah, okay.
79 points in 74 games.
And he's disciplined to only 22 penalty minutes over 74 games.
Right, you don't think he's going to get paid?
Of course.
He's going to get paid. This is what I'm saying. Like, they'll come in and they'll give him a half-ass deal, 5.5 mil for a one-year deal.
But that's
why? Just lock the dude up. He's a stud. Lock him up for 5 years.
They're playing games.
Stop playing games. Lock them up. I don't understand that, but...
GMs love to play those games.
They got rid of Rick Bonus out. Who's in now? Who took over that? Oh, Pete DeBoer.
Yeah.
Pete DeBoer took over. That's right. Yeah. So they got a new coach in there. They're going to learn a new system. I think they're going to be relevant. I'm a playoff team for them. You guys?
Yep.
I think, just because they're in a dog shit division. Like, someone's got to make playoffs besides
the you got Colorado's probably going to run the top, right?
Exactly.
So, and you got Minnesota in the mix. You got Blues.
There's not a lot of competition.
Blues are going to be up there.
I have Nashville, too.
All right, let's kick it over to... everyone's good? Aiden, you got anything to say about Dallas?
I think they're good.
They're gonna be relevant?
Yep.
Competing for a wild card? Or you think they're going to make it?
I think they're
going
to make it.
No wild card. Aiden's going no wild card, guys. Remember that. Speaking of wild card, let's kick it over to Minnesota Wild. They got a cap hit of 78.1 mil. Cap space 4.3 mil, 20 out of 23 man roster. Big thing here is that there was a little beef, right, guys, between Talbot and Fleury.
Yeah,
he came over at the deadline, Fleury, and they were battling back and forth. And then Talbot's agent came on and was like, "You got work cut out for you," to Bill Guerin. And Bill Guerin's like, "I don't got shit to do. You know, like, you, who are you to pretty much tell me what I need to get done with my organization?" Yeah. And what did he do? Talbot got shipped out.
Yep.
Shipped him out.
Look at what they did to him in the playoffs.
Hey, listen.
Dude, this guy brought you to the playoffs, and you don't play him in playoffs?
And you start Fleury.
Listen, I'm not going to say anything. Fleury's been on the other end of that, too.
Okay, but just because he's been on the other end doesn't mean it should happen to someone else.
No, 100%.
That was wrong. I would want to leave too. I mean,
but listen, now he's gonna get the starting role, and you know he's gonna get a fresh start and everything like that.
Fresh young team.
Of course. You know, dead cap space is gonna kill them though because they got Zach Parise and Ryan Suter are still on there.
For so 6.3 each.
For 6.3, so that's 12 mil. That's chewing up a lot of cap space. But you know what? They were dead weight. They had
Wait,
to get rid
how
of
many
them.
Years?
And of course, who picked up one of them?
Yeah.
The exactly. Islanders. The Islanders. Thank you very much.
So
okay.
until 2025, they're paying them big bucks. After
oh, yeah.
that's a couple of years of less than a million.
Yeah, it drops off. Moving right along here to Nashville Predators. They got a cap hit of 78.4 mil, cap space of 4 mil, 21 out of a 23-man roster. Big thing right here that I see, the trade. The trade that brought in Ryan McDonough, two-time Stanley Cup champion. Experience, came from the Rangers down to Tampa, won two cups with them.
Yeah.
Definitely slots in a top four defenseman. They also signed Niederreiter to a two-year deal.
Nice.
So they got a couple of guys that came in, and listen, they got swept, but who did they face? Colorado.
Yeah.
Juggernaut.
Yeah.
Will
they
be
better.
Relevant this year? I don't know if they will. Who's running that lead, that team? Is it still Mike Yeo?
No.
No, not Mike Yeo. John Hines, right. Devil's coach, that's why.
Yeah.
Can't stand him. But we'll see what happens with them. I think they're going to be right around the...
they got a little better for sure.
They're going to be right around the... I'd say wild card. I think they're going to be... They were a wild card team this year anyway. I think they're going to be right around there, maybe.
Yeah. I think they definitely make playoffs. They're good enough.
Anyone have any thoughts on the Preds, like what they need to do? I mean, didn't they lock up Forsberg? Forsberg got locked up, right? Phil
yeah.
Forsberg.
Yeah.
Forsberg's
you
locked.
Got him to
Forsberg's
too.
Locked up until 29-30.
Okay, and what cap hit is he at? 8.5?
8.5.
Yeah.
Okay, so they locked him up 27 years. What's his stats last year? What do you have last year? That's a good deal for them. You know, I know he
Very
was
good.
Rumored to...
40, on 69 games played.
42
goals, 42 assists.
84 points.
And
what
again,
is playoffs?
And he chooses to stay?
Discipline, 22 minutes of
yeah,
penalties.
Yeah, one goal in four playoff games.
Yeah.
All right,
listen. Mean, but listen, postseason might not be his thing, right? Kreider was always guilty of that. You know, a lot of other guys are guilty of that. There's
look at Panarin.
Nash.
Absolute.
Look at Panarin this year.
They're absolute studs in the regular season.
Rick Nash.
You know?
Rick Nash went from a goal scorer to just playing defense, and everyone was okay with that.
Yeah,
killing
never
made sense. He started coming in and turning his back to the play and doing that, like,
never
behind the
back. The concussions fucked him up, honestly.
Shit.
It really
they
did.
Really
it really messed him up.
He's an idiot.
Sad.
What's the matter? What are you laughing at over there, Chet?
Guys, he's calling him an idiot.
Who is?
I love Nash.
Yeah, I like Nash too, but everyone expected Nash to put up 100 points. That's not the Nash we got. We didn't get Nash when we drafted him
no,
when he came into the league.
No, of course
you're not. You know, he was on his in his prime, but towards the tail end of his career. Concussions screwed him up.
What did he score that year? Like 46 or something? Like watching that happen?
No, watching him take the shot and hitting it off the shaft of the defenseman and going wide, like... Dude, and the Stanley
Cup Finals.
The
Finals was rough.
Yeah,
that was
rough. That's where I wanted to go and murder Rick
We
Nash.
Can't even pinpoint it on that. The countless times we fucked up
God.
In that series.
But, final thoughts on that organization? Going to be relevant, I think, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's definitely, I mean, I wouldn't call him...
Top tier.
No.
He ain't no Colorado Avs, so...
They'd be a pest.
I think they're going to be battling. Brian, what do you think they're going to be battling?
I think, honestly, getting McDonough was huge for them.
Huge deal. And that was a total...
They got people on offense,
too. Cap dump on Tampa's
end.
Yeah,
because look at who they signed up.
They had to sign all those idiots.
Which I don't know how.
I don't know how they got the money for it, but... Nah, but they lost Pilat and everything, like... I don't know.
All right, let's keep this train rolling here. We're going to switch over to the Winnipeg Jets. They got a cap hit of... 74 million cap space, 8.4 mil, 18 out of 23 man roster. Got a little work to do.
A lot of work to do.
Rick Bowness took over from Dallas. I honestly like him. And like when I was watching, like in the bubble, you know when they came out with that series when they were in that bubble in Edmonton and whatever. Watching him, he's actually a decent coach. He's a decent guy. I mean, I don't know him personally, obviously, just from watching and being a hockey fan.
Yeah.
I think he's going to fit in there. I know it's Canada and it's the media and all that, but Winnipeg Jets is like kind of like the Buffalo Sabres, you know, where it's not, it's a big market, it's a New York team, right? But it's not Toronto, it's not Montreal, it's not Calgary, you know what I'm saying?
It's not MSG.
Right, it's not, you know, everyone back me up here, guys. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they got. They also signed Pierre-Luc Dubois to 1 year, 6 million to avoid arbitration.
Right.
So I mean, they got.
I love him.
Yeah, I know. They were trying to trade from the Rangers.
He's a great center.
He would have been way out of our price range.
Yeah.
When they wouldn't be able to.
What did they sign him for?
1 year, 6 million.
6 million.
1 year. And I think he's a UFA next year.
RFA.
RFA next year he becomes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think he'll have more rights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Relevant? No. Yes. Step forward. Back. What do you think? They lost. What's his name?
Maybe the wild card.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. We'll see. Jets is an.
They're
is
old
a,
man.
More than
another
man,
one.
Man.
They're an old team. They're an old team.
We lost Kopp too. He was a big factor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kopp also.
They
yeah.
Lost
I forgot
Kopp.
They lost
yeah.
Kopp.
Some awesome team took them.
All right, let's keep this going. We're gonna go over to St. Louis Blues. They got 81 million cap hit, 625,000 in space, 22 out of 23 man roster. They extended Letty. Letty came over from I believe it was Detroit.
Yep.
At the deadline, they signed an extension, 16 million, 4 year deal, AAV 4 million. They got Achari. He's 30 years old on a 1 year deal, 1.25. Three past season with the Panthers, 27 goals, 19 assists, 46 points in 127 games. I mean,
they got
rid of Husso. Husso's not there. They signed Grice. Forgot to mention that. They signed Grice. So Husso's out. Grice is in. But you know what I like about that, guys? Hear me out. Binnington now can get into that number one role again.
Yep.
Not have to battle with Husso. Who's my net? This is my net. No, it's not. You know Grice is a backup. Binnington's going to be ice cold like he was. You know, ice in his veins, like how when he won that Stanley Cup.
Hopefully.
Hopefully he bounces back and has a good year.
Yeah.
I'm hoping.
That'd be good for
I
the
like
league.
Him.
Yeah, he's a
he
good goal.
He can get a little dirty, but I like him.
That's what I like about him, dude.
Yeah, like,
yo.
He'll whack you back.
Oh, he's like old school, guys. Like, you get in front of him, piss him off, he's coming at you. He'll punch you right in the face with his blocker. You don't care.
Yeah.
He'll whack you your ankles, man. Mike, what do you got for Blues? I think they're going to be relevant again. Honestly, I do.
I like them, man. I mean, they got a nice bunch of... they got a lot of talent on this team. I mean,
Pavel Buchnevich.
O'Reilly, Senko, Shen, Buch, Saad. You know,
Ryan O'Reilly's
I mean,
just that dude, too.
And then even on the back end, you got Justin Falk. That's huge.
Right.
You got Torrey Crew.
Torrey Crew.
Ridiculous.
Pareko, Nick Leddy. I mean, looks like you're doing pretty good. I mean, and then like you said, to have that Jordan Binnington and Grice.
Right.
Knowing everybody knows their role on the back end. You know, that to me, that's killer.
For real.
I'd rather that, you know.
No,
decent hockey club.
Yeah, good organization.
And they got age, they got experience, they got age, they got Stanley Cup winning, you know,
players.
I mean, even goalies.
Right. Yeah.
So
that's what I'm saying. Like
they got a decent backup, I think. Grice. I mean, I don't know. I think he's gonna be good.
Listen, I agree. I think they're going to be relevant. Listen, they almost took Colorado to the. They gave a fight. They almost had it, dude. They almost had Colorado, dude. And you know what? They had a good coach in chief. He's a great coach. I think they're going to be relevant.
Yeah.
Me, honestly.
Yeah.
My personal opinion, I think they're going to be relevant. So, all right. That was a breakdown of the Central. Now, what we did last week, I don't know if you guys want to do this again. We kind of broke down and ranked them where they're going to seed and everything like that. Who makes
definitely.
What? You know, all right. So pull it back up, Mike, on the screen. List all of them up there, and then we can go from there. All right. So Aiden, let's start with you. Give me your rundown. So you're going to do top three in the...
Central.
Yeah, first, second, third, and then give me your wild card selection.
All right. My first, to no one's surprise, I would say Colorado. And then my second spot, I would probably say probably the Blues. And then probably third, Minnesota.
Okay, give me a wild card spot if they if one of them get in the Central.
It's probably going to be either Nashville or Winnipeg.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Right, yeah, but they could battle back.
No, why not? They can. Yeah, it's between the between fourth spot. All right, so you got Colorado, you got the Blues, you got Minnesota, right? You have Minnesota. And then you got in between for the wild card, Nashville and Winnipeg battling it out for that fourth seed. Okay, cool. B, what do you got?
First place, I got Colorado.
That's a lock all the way around.
Second place, I got the Blues.
That's kind of a lock.
Third place, I got Minnesota. And for the wild card spot, I got the Stars.
All right, I dig it. I dig it. Big Mike, what you got?
All right, so I think you're going to be surprised. With this team, I think you're going to see Dallas at the number one spot. I think you're going to see Colorado at two. You're going to see the Blues in three, and you're going to see the Preds in four, only because they're going to have they're going to try to make a name for themselves right now.
What type of name?
I don't know.
Like, Dallas at one. Chins.
Chinsalo?
Yeah. They don't have the they're not Funzalo, but
they're Funzalo.
Why Dallas over Colorado?
So I don't know, man. I think you got a lot of senior guys on there that need to prove something.
Of course.
You know what I mean? And you got guys like Sig, and you guys got like guys like Ben. They show up every fucking game.
Of course,
man.
And they give
100%. And Ben is a fucking natural born leader. He's a big voice in that locker room.
Yep.
And I think
with Pete DeBoer also is going to change the culture of that locker room.
The whole vibe in the whole room. 100%. And I think
he's a good
being
coach.
Having DeBoer in there is a killer voice for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it allows some of the other senior guys, instead of trying to be the dad of the room, to now just be like, hold everybody accountable and be like, yo, do your fucking job and let's go win this. You know what I mean? I think it relieves the pressure off of that, and now allows, they hand out that reins over to Pete. You know what
right.
I think that's what, you're going to see a big spark in them this year.
Right, right.
I really think so. Right. I love Dallas, man. I love Dallas a lot.
So you got all of them locked up? You got your picks in?
Yeah.
All right, Turk, you're up.
Colorado first, Blues second, Dallas third, Nashville gets the wild card.
All right.
The Wild don't even make it.
The Wild don't make it.
That's my bullpen.
I disagree. All right, this is my picks. You got Colorado first, Minnesota second. Fleury's going to have a stellar year. And I'm going to go St. Louis Blues third. And I'm going with Winnipeg Jets as a wild card.
Wow.
Okay. All right, so we're kind of all over the place.
Who is your fourth
is Winnipeg.
So to be clear, none of us chose Chicago or Arizona.
No, yeah. They're totally at the bottom.
Okay.
They're totally at the bottom. So, I mean, everyone got anything else?
Honestly, just having Kane, Arizona was automatically at the bottom.
Yeah, of course.
They can't even sell 5,000.
No, that's going to be a joke. I can't wait to see that, like...
The games?
Yeah, it's going to be hysterical.
It's going to be in a high school.
They're going to be free. They're gonna
the Rangers
be
are going to be playing.
Dude, they're playing at a college.
Yeah.
What is that going to tell you?
The Rangers are going to get fucked up and end up losing.
Yeah, because they're going to be out Eagles gonna be partying with 20-year-olds. Yeah.
Bro, you're not even going to need to pay for a ticket. It's just going to be like a high school walk-in.
Yeah, 100%.
It's going to walk in and go on the bleachers.
Yeah.
We should honestly go. We should be one of their 5,000.
We should.
Get a podcast going down.
Do the podcast while they're playing the game.
Yeah.
You won't hear any background.
They probably can't afford an announcer, so we'll just announce the game.
We'll have our own press box.
Oh, God. Yeah. So, anyone else got anything to throw in there? Anything exciting going on this weekend?
No.
No? Personal life?
Nothing.
My boys had hockey last night. We did a little clinic. It was sweated our ass off.
Nice. Played some volleyball this week.
Yeah?
Yeah. On the beach.
What do you think? Of Tom Cruise and like Top Gun and shit? Or no?
Something like that.
Yeah. Volleyball?
By the way, Rich saw Maverick last weekend.
phenomenal. No, it was this week.
This week?
Yeah. I left the two kids home with the grandparents, and then...
More like with me.
Yeah. Yeah, right. But and then we took Bobo, and me and T went to...
Maverick. Bobo's a dog.
No, Bobo is not the dog. Bobo is Jace, but I call him Bobo, just so you know. But
so why'd you take Jace?
Well, I didn't like the movie, so if it was any other movie, I would have went.
Why wouldn't you... why wouldn't you go to it?
I don't know. I don't like...
It's Tom Cruise, bro. He's not going to mess it up.
I don't like.
He does all his stunts, dude. They flew in those jets.
I know,
just so you know,
I could go and see that.
He's 3 feet tall.
Demand.
Who cares if he's 3 feet tall? The jet's not 3 foot tall.
They're filming it on his fucking GoPro. And
you think it's like a? It's like a.
It makes him look like he's 6 feet.
It's like a 1/32nd scale thing.
Yeah, he's like a plane. Yeah, dude. He's actually one of the.
I wanted B to go, but he didn't want to go.
No, I was fishing.
Yeah, it's fishing.
I'm a master fisherman.
Yeah, Gordon. Fisherman Gordon. Gordon Fisherman.
Listen, all I gotta say.
No, little fun little fact. It's actually Gordon.
Gordon?
Gorton.
No,
it's not Gordon.
Look it up. I swear to God. Look it up.
Gordon.
Fucking
go to the Googs.
Clickety clacks.
Go to the Googs.
Clickety clacks.
It's in front of you, ding
dong. Go to the clickety clacks.
It's Gordon Fisherman. Gordon Fisherman.
That's wild.
See,
how
with that?
Oh yeah, look at that,
Gordon.
Huh?
See?
Wow.
Everyone always thought it was fucking Gordon.
Yeah, Manila Gordon.
Effect.
Gordon.
Looks like Dry Hunt. That shit was a D, not a T.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's Manila Effect.
Gorton.
Oh my god, the fish sticks. Oh my god.
Look, Brian's right next to him. Hold it, I'm like, hey, I'm fishing.
Alright guys, listen, that's it.
Dryden Hunt sucks.
Yes. Yeah, okay.
Talk to you guys next week.
Nemitz a clown.
See you next week, guys.
Everyone, peace out. We'll be back next week. We're covering the... We're coming back east, right, guys? We're going to do Atlantic. Atlantic Division. So, it was a pleasure chatting with you guys, and we'll check back next Friday. Peace out, everyone.
Something about to change. We're standing at the border. Where history is made.